It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for May 25th of 2026. For years and years, Michigan Democrats, as well as MAGA Michigan Republicans, held nominating conventions for specific statewide offices, including Attorney General, Secretary of State, and University Boards. Unlike governor's races, or Senate, or congressional races, or state Senate and House races, which are open primaries, nominating conventions are essentially closed to those who are inside the party, including party activists. Now, I never heard any complaints over nominating conventions before, which is why I'm finding it interesting as to why you're beginning to hear calls for nominating conventions to be completely dissolved. For example, former Michigan Democratic Chair Lon Johnson is barnstorming the Michigan political media intelligentsia to make his case that we need a new law making attorney general, secretary of state, and other statewide positions subject to primaries. Lon Johnson told Bridge Michigan that he thinks there's a desire for both parties to stop pendulum politics, which ultimately results in pendulum governing. Johnson also said at the end of the day, what this effort is about is creating a process that's more reflective of Michigan voters. Creating a process that's more reflective of Michigan voters? Really, Lon? Now, Lon Johnson and other establishment Michigan Democratic Party types are literally throwing a temper tantrum over how their sacred and safe and so-called moderate, aka MAGA Lite and corporate candidates, lost at last month's Democratic nominating convention. Democrats and big donors threw their money behind Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald to be the party's next attorney general candidate. And they had it in the bag, so they thought. I mean, no one attends party nominating conventions, right? And you hold them on a Sunday afternoon in April in order to ensure participation numbers are low. And also, Karen McDonald is the sister of the other so-called moderate congresswoman around Saginaw and Bay City, Kristen McDonald Rivet. See, it was all in place for Karen McDonald to win. Ah, but you see, there are many working class voters, many working class Michiganders who learned a valuable lesson after Democrats lost again to Trump and MAGA Republicans for the second time. They learned how the play-it-safe and corporate way of the Democratic establishment failed all of us. Even more, they learned how establishment Democrats were beholden to AIPAC and Israel's right-wing government. So, instead of the normal party insider kind of a convention, progressive activists showed up in large numbers this time and voted to nominate Karen McDonald's more progressive challenger, Washtenaw County Prosecutor Ellie Savitt. Even more delegates voted for Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist for Secretary of State, as well as ousting the Netanyahu-loving Jordan Acker from the University of Michigan Board of Regents. Oh, and the delegates booed Congresswoman and Miss AIPAC Haley Stevens, who's running behind the progressive Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed in the Democratic Senate primary race. Now, Lon Johnson says that's not reflecting the will of the voters. And I find that interesting considering how polling shows the progressive populist Dr. Abdul is leading in the Democratic primary over the AIPAC-loving Haley Stevens. Now, I could be nuts, but it sounds to me like Democratic-based voters and activists are actually reflecting the will of working-class Michiganders. If not, then wouldn't Haley Stevens, backed by corporate PAC money, including DTE and Consumers Energy, backed by millions in AIPAC money, and backed by relics inside the Democratic Party, shouldn't she be winning by a blowout fashion? You think, right? Lon Johnson, isn't that right? What you're seeing instead is a party apparatus that's panicking because the working class is tired of being told to play it safe and to never be bold in fighting for the working class. This week, you're going to see and hear all kinds of stories from that Mackinac Policy Conference, which is nothing but a corporate hand job for Democrats and Republicans. That's who politicians for years have listened to first and foremost over working class Michiganders. You know, the Epstein class. And it's just funny how establishment Democrats are working with some establishment Republicans in trying to cancel out nominating conventions, isn't it? Oh, and they're also talking about moving the primary date from August to May, which is so transparent because establishment and corporate forces believe shrinking the primary calendar will help their cause. It's always about finding ways to game the system for the corporate class that dominates Lansing. But with establishment figures losing at nominating conventions and losing in the polls and primary races, maybe it's time for insiders to conclude they're actually on the outside and they're the ones not reflecting the will of the working class anymore. leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.